Market View on Money FM 89.3.
In their fiscal second quarter, Singtel recorded their first quarterly loss in their history, and much of the loss attributed to the hefty fines that were levied on their Indian affiliate Bharti Airtel by the Indian government. Now, this has caused concerns that this will actually create more of a drag, not just on Singtel's earnings in the future, but also their future credit rating as they're trying to finance a move into 5G. Today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Janice Chung, who's a director at Fitch Ratings and also covers the telco space and specializes in the coverage there. She's here to tell us what she's seeing and to give us a better understanding as to why these fines came about in the first place and what the overall impact on Singtel might be. Janice, thank you so much for joining us today and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So Janice, I want to give our listeners a better idea of what exactly is going on. What exactly are these fines in India being levied on these telcos and why are they so big exactly?
So these fines are related to, you know, on the definition of adjusted gross revenue, whereby they pay taxes on in India by Indian telcos. So this is not just limited to, so based on the Supreme Court's decision, this is not just based on the telecoms revenue, but it also includes other income as well that is derived by the telcos. And so that's fine. It works out to be about $5 billion regulatory dues by Bharti, which is expected to be paid within the next coming week. Actually, it also involves the penalties, the interest payments on penalties, and it's basically a whole sum of not just the original pay taxes on the telecom revenues, but whole sum on the penalties, the interest due.
So you mentioned interest payments there, Janice. Was Bharti just remiss in paying them, or are these new interest payments that arose out of nowhere?
Yeah, so these payments are, first of all, this court ruling has dragged on for many years. And so those interest payments, calculated based on those number of years that the ruling has dragged on. So I think it also, first of all, when this all, the verdict, I think it caught the market by surprise as to the quantum, $5 billion regulatory dues to be paid within 3 months from October 24th last year. It's took the market by surprise.
It's not a lot of time either to come up with $5 billion, right?
That's right. So the latest is that the incumbent telcos have seek modification pleas from the Supreme Court to sort of, look at the payment schedule of these regulated dues, and they expected to come up with a decision within the next 1 week.
So Bharti Airtel and I believe Vodafone Idea and the other, I don't know if Reliance Jio has been hit by this also, but basically, is there a chance for them to appeal for a tax relief on this? And are there ways for them to at least soothe the pain moving forward? Is there still a chance that they can avoid this or at least minimize the blow?
Yeah, so the possibility of a tax relief, the plea that was rejected on the 17th of January. So right now, the telcos are actually negotiating on a sustainable payment schedule of this amount. It seems that a tax relief that has sort of diminished the possibility of tax relief, but possibly extending the payment over a period of time, that remains to be seen.
Okay, we're still speaking to Ms. Janice Chung, who's a director at Fitch Ratings and covers the telco space. We're talking about the hefty fines that have been levied by the Indian government on the Indian telcos, especially Singtel's associate Bharti Airtel. So let's talk about how much of a feedback or blowback this will have actually for Singtel. They do own a significant stake of Bharti Airtel also. This fine, how much of a hit is Singtel going to take in the process? And also, how much of a drag is this going to cost the short-term, mid-term, long-term? Give us an idea of just what the damage might be to Singtel overall.
Okay, so Bharti is an associate of Singtel. So how it flows into Singtel's books is basically is equity accounted for, meaning that it only takes the equity stake that it has in Bharti itself. So from a cash flow perspective, Bharti has been paying very limited dividends to Singtel. What about 3 to 4% of Singtel's associate dividends it receives on a yearly basis? So that's quite small. So I think that in terms of a how would this flow to Singtel would be, should Singtel decide to inject capital into Bharti, and so far since the news came out, Bharti has done a $3 billion capital raising. Singtel has not participated in that. But if in event that there's a further debt-funded investments in Bharti by Singtel, that would affect its financial leverage. That will lead to a negative rating action. We currently have a negative outlook on Singtel's A-plus rating.
Okay. Bharti Airtel itself and a number of these other Indian telcos have actually, well, not surprisingly, reacted very negatively to these hefty fines. In fact, they've also said that they're worried about their ability to continue as a going concern. Let's talk about, a possibility, and I don't wish this on Bharti Airtel, but if they decide to just say, you know, the heck with this, let's close up shop, we can't continue under these circumstances, what kind of an impact will this have on Singtel? Because they are tethered to Bharti Airtel in some way, right?
Yeah, that's right. I think Vodafone Idea has came out to say that they could shut down its business unless there's a regulatory relief on this. But I think for Bharti, they are quite strong. They have quite a strong financial position. And even in the very recent capital raising, $3 billion US raised, you showed under such a short period of time that shows, a good access to the capital markets. So I wouldn't say that Bharti, would exit the market. I don't think so. They have that kind of market share, they have a strong market position, strong financial balance sheet to weather this, from the good access to capital markets and so on. But it's more, I think the issue is more on Vodafone Idea and how this hefty fine could force the company to gradually exit the Indian telco market.
So again, Janice, let's return back to Singtel also. As you mentioned, in their second quarter for July to September, it was a bit of a shocker for the markets to see them show that they recorded their first quarterly loss, I believe, in their entire history, and much of it because of what's happened at Bharti Airtel. If this issue continues, what might this do for their dividend payouts? What might this do also for some of their ability also to maintain their credit rating, especially given that they are also juggling this also with this massive 5G CapEx spend that they're going to have to roll out alongside many other telcos across the world, to be honest?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, first of all, Singtel they have been upfront and said that they continue to adopt a long-term view of its strategic investments in its associate companies, which include Bharti. So far, they have invested $1.6 billion Singapore dollars in the Bharti Group between 2018 to 2019. Our rating case indicates that there is limited headroom at the current A-plus rating level should there be further debt-funded investments that increases their financial leverage. But having said that, they do have some capital raising options, which includes minority stakes in some of their holdings in Singapore Post, in Netlink Trust, and perhaps a longer-term plan to monetize its digital assets. That, of course, is a longer-term view. And Singtel pays a substantial yearly dividend of close to $3 billion Singapore dollars, which is close to the amount of annual capex, cash capex in a year, which has a 0.5 times impact on the net leverage in a single year. So they do have quite a bit of financial flexibility there. But having said that, Singtel did they guide the market that they will maintaining dividends of 17.5 cents per share this year, which amounts to close to $3 billion Singapore dollars.
Okay, so Janice, you mentioned there that they have a number of these options, right? Minority stakes, for instance, in SingPost and Netlink. They also have this dividend policy that they're maintaining. Will Singtel be forced then to maybe, heaven forbid, cut the dividends or maybe even divest some of their stake just to stay afloat and to manage some of these growing commitments that they're either incurring from the CapEx spend or even from their associates?
I think the company's capital management policy, they have been clear about that. They will be maintaining an optimal capital structure and investment-grade credit ratings. So, and that leaves really a broad range. And currently, they are Fitch Ratings rate them at A plus with negative outlook. We talk about investment grade category. But I think it remains to be seen whether, you know, Singtel would balance between, you know, its capex needs and shareholder returns with the needs of its associates.
And finally, Janice, correct me if I'm wrong, but for Fitch, if ever the leverage actually rises above 2.5x for these telcos, it does trigger either a review or a possible consideration for them to actually rate them with a negative outlook also. But again, given the capex spend, some of these fines and some of these changes and the uncertainty in terms of trying to price the advent of 5G also, how difficult is it going to be for Singtel to maintain that 2.5x leverage? And or do they have any choice but to actually increase their leverage at the at the risk of maybe harming their credit rating?
Yeah, so okay, first of all, I would like to correct that the leverage for Singtel's negative trigger would be 2x.
Oh, 2x.
So currently they are at about 2.3x, which is above that 2x level. So the negative, hence, you know, the negative outlook. So we take a long-term view to 2 to 3 years, and we say that if the leverage doesn't come down to below 2x, there's a possibility of negative revision on its ratings. So yeah, that could trigger a downgrade. I think at this point in time, the greatest possibility, or maybe the biggest financial flexibility they have, is probably to work around dividends. That's about $3 billion Sing dollars in a year, which is quite massive. You know, it's equivalent to the size of the cash capex in a year. And about 5G, I think that outcome we will know by mid of this year. What kind of capex, who are the winners are, and the spectrum payments, what are their plans. I think this few months we will have a better outlook of the company's decision and its capex spending.
So June will probably be a very important month to track and see what Singtel's progress is with regards to this myriad of issues and opportunities that they're facing in the future. Janice Chong from Fitch Ratings, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.